This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Perhaps we can all agree that this week has been filled with fear, uncertainty, and confusion. Whether we live in Boston, West Texas, Newtown, Connecticut, we're left trying to make sense out of terror, chaos, and even Congress. But how should we alter our lives to protect against undue risk? Often our gut provides us a different estimate of risk than our brain. Our brain tries to make sense of events, to tell a story and connect the dots, even when the events are unrelated. Like our ancestors thousands of years ago, we live in a world filled with risks, some great and some small. Humans often change their behaviors, and sometimes we enact laws to minimize risk. We pass seatbelt laws, we employ TSA agents, we place crosslights at intersections, and we avoid walking in fields during thunderstorms. But there are still risks in life that are simply unavoidable. If I can borrow from Donald Rumsfeld, there are known risks in life like driving a car or skydiving, and we can arrange our life to avoid or minimize these risks. But there are known unknown risks like having open-heart surgery. These are risks we know we don't know. Lastly, there are unknown unknown risks. These are risks we don't even know we don't know. The example here is the risk of being killed by a bomb while running a marathon in a U.S. city. We each have a risk profile, how we deal with risks in our own lives. Some of us are risk seekers, motorcycle riders, cigarette smokers, and those who engage in unprotected sex. Others are risk avoiders, and they live their lives to minimize risk and maximize survival, even when it requires avoiding activities that most consider fun. Some of our response to risk is hardwired, biological, perhaps related to our sensitivity to brain endorphins. But in a bigger sense, our relationship to risk is related to evolution and survival. But our approach to risk is not fixed. It changes as our lives change and as the world around us changes. We change our behaviors in response to perceptions of risk, regardless of the actual risk involved. We have evolved to protect ourselves. Despite President Obama's plea not to allow current events to change our lives, I'm afraid that running a marathon will forever be associated with new perceptions of risk that go way beyond a sprained ankle or dehydration. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.